At the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm speaking with Harold Reitz. And first of all, Harold, I know that you're on the board here of the CTIC, which puts on this event, which was just a fantastic tour that we went on yesterday together. But tell me a little bit about what you're doing right now.
Well, as of the 1st of April, I retired from 28 years with the International Plant Nutrition Institute and have started doing some consulting work. A few ideas have popped up, things that I can work on. And a week ago in Denver, I was talking to the International Society for Precision Agriculture about possibly being their new CEO, for at least to start with. It's a new organization. They have no money, but interesting things. And I've been working with precision farming for a number of years here, really about the last 20 years, I guess. So I'm excited about that, and hopefully that will materialize. I just made a commitment to help the Agriculture Drainage Management Coalition as their executive director, and that one hopefully will be a paid position for a while. But that's a part-time, too. And so I'm working on some part-time activities like that to kind of further some of the technologies that I've been interested in and stay involved in agriculture. I'm doing some short-term consulting work for some other companies and still maintaining about 4 days a month for IPNI, working on some things that they wanted me to do, continue to do for them. So I'm finding that retirement isn't necessarily a sit back and do nothing type thing.
Well, nothing like
that's
like,
not what I wanted. So.
Nothing like retiring and all of a sudden having six new jobs to do.
Right. I have three major passions, I guess. One is high yield production systems. One's precision technology, and the third one is the conservation area. And what's happening is that those three are kind of doing a convergence, and so I'm hoping to help make that happen.
And bring
those all together.
Yeah, speaking of precision, it's not too early maybe to look forward to an event you've been involved with, and that's the InfoAg event. Why don't we just touch base on that? I know that that has been set and announced.
Yeah, InfoAg will be in Springfield, Illinois again this year, and the dates are July 12th to 14th, 2011. Similar program to the past. It'll be five or six tracks concurrently going on. We'll probably have some field demonstrations. It's a great networking opportunity, as well as a chance to learn about what the applied aspects of precision farming are. While the Denver conference that we just finished is focused on the research, the InfoAg conference is focused on taking that research and the new technologies and putting it in the field and integrating a system together. And again, that's where we can tie the conservation, high yield systems, and technology all together. It is mostly North American, but it's international. We had 20 countries represented the last time. Farmers come, consultants who work with farmers, people from industry, people from universities, so it's a cross-section. And again, a great networking opportunity, and I think that's the biggest value of it, is the things that happen after the conference because of who you met and who you talked with while you were there.
Well, that seems to be true in so many organizations. And speaking of the precision applications and conservation, let's look at this Conservation in Action Tour. We saw some either demonstrations or presentations that included in them how farmers are using some precision applications to help in nutrient management and things that are essentially need to be kind of communicated to the public and to policymakers too.
Using precision technology, for example, I think people are finding, on the average, they save 10% on fertilizer and pesticides and seed just because they have straighter rows, less overlap, less missed areas as well. And this helps to reduce the potential for any pollution problems that come from it and helps to increase yields. So that's a positive.
Well, we know that adoption of precision is increasing. And even though we were on farms using it, it was interesting, I thought, to see some very advanced, high-yielding farmers who haven't adopted what I would call a complete system, right. But they talked about how they've been implementing that in steps and still have a couple to go.
Yeah, I think we're at a point where probably 60-70% of farmers across the country are adopting some part of it. And what's happening is it's become so ingrained in production agriculture now that they don't think about it as being something new. But auto guidance systems, variable rate technology, the remote sensing is coming back. And all these things have improved their technology. And now we're looking at integrating those systems together as the next step. I think that's the exciting thing for the next couple of years here.
Well, I think we heard one farmer say that they measured 3,200 different application rates in just one field that he looked at.
The talk that I heard was he had 4,500 rates on 12 acres. So where they normally would have put one rate on the whole farm, they were able to site specifically target the amount of nitrogen based on the nitrate reflectance, or nitrate affects the reflectance in the leaves because of the chlorophyll level, and that's used to control the rate and adjust it based on algorithms from the research that Virginia Tech has done over the last 15 or 20 years. So a great combination of conservation technology and university research all fitting together and being shown off on the farm. That was a neat part of it.
It was. That was, I thought, one of the more interesting presentations we saw during the day. So
and we were sitting on the one of the oldest farms in the United States, if not the oldest, using some of the most advanced technology that's available. It's kind of a neat combination.
That's a good point. So how would you characterize this year's Conservation Action Tour and your thoughts, impressions?
Well, overall, it was a hot day yesterday, but
it
was great. I mean, the cooperation among the local Soil and Water Conservation District people, Virginia Tech University and Extension, the farmers and other local groups that put on, I think Farm Bureau was involved in putting on the dinner last night. And again, just the networking that went on there and people sitting around. We were at a pretty busy schedule all day, but still we had time on the buses and around the meals to sit and visit with people that we don't normally get to talk to. So.
Well, thank you very much. I have enjoyed visiting with Harold Reitz here on this Conservation in Action Tour that's put on by the CTIC. That's the Conservation Technology Information Center. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.